morning. It's 7:24 on Tuesday, July the 28th, 2020. I just had to shut off Billie Eilish, bad guy. I love Headspace. I love the application. I love the guided. I love the sitting in silence. Andy Puddicombe's voice is just perfect. There's another woman he has doing, I don't care for, but his voice is perfect. The problem I'm having is that getting it to start on my phone is kind of a 50-50 proposition. I don't know if it's because they've done some update to it, or my phone is just too old now, or what. But if I start it and I play my morning walk meditation, they've got a walking in the city that I like to listen to. It goes for 10 minutes. Helps, you know, focus me down. It's like, okay, it goes through the various senses. What can you see? What can you smell? What can you hear? What can you feel? It doesn't do taste, but when you're walking along, it's not a lot of taste. If you're tasting something when you're walking, it's probably either a piece of candy or something nasty in the air that's coating your tongue or something. And yeah, I know, to be fair, smell is a big piece of taste, but anyway, if I play the meditation, the guided meditation, because he goes from the things that are outside to the things that are inside. How do you become aware of the way that you walk? How do you hold yourself? What's your the rhythm of it? The feel of your legs swinging back and forth, the pressure of your feet on the ground. And trying to balance being aware of your surroundings, that is, what can you see, hear, smell, and the awareness of your body as you're walking. And it does feel self-conscious. If you think about walking too much, how do I walk, then it becomes a very self-conscious exercise. Very awkward. And the challenge is to be aware of how you walk without thinking about how you walk. So being aware has, over time, sort of helped me from walking with my head stuck forward and hunched over like an old man. I noticed recently that I'm standing much more upright. So if I play it and let it go through to the end and then leave it at the end screen, I can restart it. If I close the app, getting it to open up again is a bitch. Anyway, yesterday we had the guys come and put the new gutters up. They notified us Sunday afternoon. They didn't say when. And I had visions of them showing up at 7:30, which meant I had to be out and back by 7:30. And I didn't do it. I was barely up. And then they didn't come until 8:30. They didn't start work until 9:00. So I would have had time. I just didn't know. So, and no, I did not get on the treadmill. I should have, but I didn't. So yesterday was a unofficial, undeclared rest day. And I got up. And I wanted to get out early this morning. I did. I started getting my boots on around 6:30, so. Took forever to get the picture posted this morning. So I was standing out there fighting with my camera. Fighting with my phone, trying to get it to do the thing for like 10 minutes. I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. And all because I typoed. I typoed in the description, and then when I went to try to correct it, apparently I hit post instead, so I had to go into the app and find it on Instagram and correct it on Instagram before I could put the thing down. Anyway, so yeah, I got up, I got out early. It's going to be upper 80s today. It's not going to be terribly hot. Upper 80s is not terribly hot. Well, compared to upper 90s and low 100s, yeah, upper 80s is not terribly hot. But there's also not a lot of cloud cover. So getting the walk in while the sun's still low in the sky means it's that just a little bit more comfortable. And 64 is a lot more comfortable than 74 or 84. Ah, so anyway, yeah, hi. Hiya. I'm here, I'm out, I'm walking. Yesterday, I had an interesting discussion about the nature of singularity event. And people use the word singularity and they don't, I'm not sure. When we talk about historical singularity event, we talk about a singularity event is something that when it happens, you can't see it coming. And when it happens, it fundamentally changes the nature of wherever that singularity happens. So singularity events, the internet, I think, could be classified as a singularity event because while we didn't actually, it wasn't like it was hidden. It wasn't like it was something odd or strange or, you know, sprang on us unannounced. But the implications of the internet, the echoes of those implications are still reverberating right now. And we can't go back. Well, I mean, in theory we could. If we unplugged all the internet right now, human beings would survive. We would be able to continue. Our societies would all be thrown into disruption. Our economies would all be thrown into disruption. I suspect transportation would be significantly disrupted because I'm pretty sure that the communications afforded by the internet, which were not available to retail level, to household level individuals, those represent a huge amount of transportation infrastructure. My career would be over. All of the artists who make their living on the internet, or who augment their incomes on the internet, that would all be gone. So in a certain sense, I think the internet might be a singularity event. The hydrogen bomb, the atomic bomb, is a singularity event. We really haven't been able to predict how having the hydrogen bomb has changed the world. And we can't go back. We can't put that genie back in the bottle, as they say. And so the question came up about getting back to normal. And how there are people who think we're going that this is not this isn't the new normal, that this isn't the way things are going to be going forward, that there is a legitimate belief that we are going back to being able to get on an airplane and fly somewhere. That it's going to be common for everyday people to do that. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's going to happen. The idea that we might stop wearing masks. Really? Are we going to stop wearing masks? I don't know. So I characterize it. I stuck my oar in that conversation, which I probably shouldn't have done. But oh, get ready to sit with me. Monk post. I stuck my oar in the water, saying this is the nature of singularity event, is that you can't really predict what's going to happen once you've crossed the gap, and once you've crossed the gap, you can't go back. And well, I've got a bunch of people agreeing with me, but I also have a couple of people saying, do you really think this is a singularity event? Do you really think that we can't go back, that we'll be more we're going to go back to the way it was, but we're going to have to do this other thing as well. Or yes, and we're going to have to deal with the possibility that every person you meet on the street has the potential to kill you. And I don't... It was a good question. It was like, I guess it depends on how a lot of things shake out here, because the other part of the singularity event phenomenon is you can't see beyond it. And I really can't see beyond it. I don't have any... I don't have any real vision about what's going to happen to the global economy, for example. There's some places that are almost back to what they might consider normal, but the difficulty is that there's still large swaths of economy that are in jeopardy. And while we've been busy with pandemic, we've been sort of losing sight of the fact that CO2 keeps rising. And maybe the great pause will have given us some extra time. Maybe there are enough... there's enough happening below the surface that we'll be able to deal with the excess CO2 and the excess greenhouse gases, like the methane. So maybe. But I keep thinking about it was a tweet I saw the other day. It's like, I was promised a hand basket. Where is my hand basket? So it's a pretty dark thoughts for a very brilliant morning here. It is gorgeous. It is a lovely, lovely morning. It's in the middle 60s. Sun is up. It's shining right on me right at the moment, but I'm going to come back in the shade here in a second. Ambient temperatures. Delicious. Feels good on my skin. Oh, here comes my friend with a Scotty dog. can cross the street, walk in the shade, I think. Lovely morning. Good morning, good morning. Dog sniffing the tree. I mean, she just crossed, if the dog gets off the tree, right? I don't know. If she crossed to get away from me, that would be fair. I would have walked in the street to give her room, but... So I'm reading, what am I reading now? I think I mentioned the other day, but I went through a lot of sample books. It just like made me groan. Like on the first few pages, it's like, really? And it's like, have I become such a snob that I can't cope with these things anymore? Or is it just, man, you see the same bad openings over and over. Anyway, what I'm reading right now is Mike, M-J-K-E something. It's not Mike Cole. It is. Anyway, the title is Old Man in a Spacesuit, which is... which is not bad. I can't remember who recommended it to me. As far as I can tell, it is self-published. It's his press that publishes it. It's got kind of a goofy cover. So I probably would have passed it without having somebody recommend it to me. It's pretty good. It's a little bit cliche. There's a little bit of stereotyping. The confusion between stereotype and archetype is a challenge. But it's told first person from a guy who's supposed to be, well, basically my age, I think. And their first mission to Mars, they're sending, the European Space Agency is sending old people to Mars. It's an interesting story, it's an interesting premise. There's a lot of melodrama in it, but kind of cool. Talk more about it later, probably. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.